Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 7:05 in the morning on November the 7th. No. I asked for that, but you know what? No. Another great day in the greatest country on the face of the earth. Yeah, okay, there may be a few sad in the faces today, but hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We want to hear from you. We want to hear your angst. We want to hear your happiness. But first of all, we want to hear Linda.
Well, good morning. And again, I know that you shared with our listeners, just what we went through last night.
Well, we haven't shared it yet.
Yeah, starting with the Republicans and then going over to the Democrats.
What a night.
Yeah, and covering so many a range of emotions. I'm sure that what we have this morning is we're going to have, you know, people who are kind of stunned and shocked. And
other people, they're going to be ecstatic.
It's a time that it's so reflective, I'm sure, that, you know, what do you do with this? You got to take what it is, and right here within our community, with who we are, it starts with us. And if we felt like things should have changed, and it's going to affect us somehow with the changes that were really not our choices, it's how we move forward in a positive manner. And I think the 8 o'clock interview today. And the dialogue with Judy Salter is going to be very interesting. I did want to say that last night, just so you don't forget, is that while we were at Cattleman's, the general manager came over to us, and an amazing, thinking forward now this weekend is Veterans Day and all of the Veterans Day events. I know Carl and I will be attending several of them. But on Sunday the 11th, starting at 4 p.m., this is at Cattleman's on Hilltop, generously are donating an 8-ounce steak for all veterans for free. And see, that's the kind of thing that, you know, if it's a feeling grim to you, how beautiful is that?
You know what? It's absolutely true. The manager, we met him last night. What a great guy. And then his brother is a veteran, but on Sunday, Veterans Day, Cattleman's is going to provide for veterans that come in there, a free 8-ounce steak dinner. What can you say?
Yeah, what can you say?
Except
what
that we're going to talk about it some more and have them on and talk about that here before.
What can you say? So on that note, on my end over here, I just wanted to, make sure that everybody.
Hey, we're moving forward. We can't.
On Friday morning, of course, Carl and I are going to be at the Reading School of the Arts. Will this be our first time ever to view it and be part of it? We're really excited. Come read or come shine. We are going to be out in the morning and with an assembly where they actually do a whole tribute to veterans. I'm sure that they'd love to have you pop by. And so we're going to be doing a live remote. There's going to be songs. There's going to be all, what it is now. We have to move forward and think of, wow, it's a positive manner. And so that's it. You guys have a great day. And like I said, tell everybody who's listening, please listen to the 8 o'clock portion of KCNR, sure. Because I think what you're going to hear, and you're going to hear a Democrat who isn't gloating, who is about this is a time now for our family, our country family, to come together, and inspirational words, I'm sure.
Okay. All right.
You guys have a good one.
All right. They can listen from 7 to 8, too. Okay. All right. Now, we've got our, do we have... Brian, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm fine. So what are your thoughts this morning?
that we all need to hang our flags upside down.
Ooh.
Seriously. I don't, you know, okay, here's the deal. I mean, we obviously there are people out there that feel that he's more important than a livelihood and your children and your grandchildren. So I tell those people out there at this point in time, you've made your votes, and I pray to God that you made the right choice for everybody, because there's no going back now. And I can tell you next term, when he's done, they're going to be so embedded, we'll be lucky if we get another Republican in again. It's going to be really painful.
Well, yeah, now he's going to be shooting for the next, election. So the next election, maybe Hillary, it could be, you know, who knows who it's going to be, but,
oh, yeah.
But you're right.
Well, Hillary took a big hit for him, so he's going to pay her back. She's going to be the next one in. So, you know, that's where we're going. So I hope everybody loves socialism, because that's where it's going. And there, like I said, there's no going back now.
He will just,
everything he's been holding on to right now that we are not even aware of is coming loose. And his pact with Russia is going to be really interesting with Putin. I'm curious to see what's going to happen about that.
Well, it's going to be interesting. We talked to one of the gun shops yesterday, and they said they sold out all their ARs. Last night,
yeah,
the sporting rifles, the black guns, they were all sold yesterday, and that's kind of weird. I mean, that was before the election.
You know as well as I do, he's got that arms treaty sitting there. It's a done deal now. He's going to have that finished. Do the people realize that signing him back in is going to cause possibly a civil war in this country? You think that they're not going to use our own military? Why do you think they've been taking our military down? They're going to bring in the UN to do this. They're going to bring people in here that have nothing. I mean, it's just going to be a mess. I mean, these people don't even understand the impact it's going to cause. It's going to cause chaos. Those major changes he's going to make, people are just not going to sit very easily.
Well, it's going to be
on their hands and let this happen.
Well, let's just, you know what? Let's see what happens here, Brian. I hope that you are on the end that is the worst case scenario.
And
it doesn't happen. I hope it doesn't get that far.
Oh, I don't want it. I've got children and I've got family, and I just, you know, I want to see what's best for everybody. I'm just praying to God that everybody made the right choice.
Well, I guess we're going to find out. We got 4 years. Hey, Brian,
thanks
a lot.
Have a wonderful day, man.
You bet. Thanks for calling. Okay, hey, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 216 points at 13,029. The S&P 500 is negative 23 at 1,405, and the NASDAQ is negative 47 at 2,964. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 39 cents at $9.55, and AT&T down $1 at $33.79. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 41 cents at $16.11, and North Valley Bank is down 9 cents at $13.95. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury bond yield down to 2.82%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down $2.61 at $86.11. Gold is up 50 cents at $1,715.50, and silver is down 35 cents at $31.68. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Kathy, thank you so much. Okay, we have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 906 right here. And if you want to go down and visit them, head on down to Park Marina Drive or give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561, and they're going to give you the skinny on what's happening in Wall Street. Looks like Wall Street's dumping a little bit today. We've got to take a quick break. We've got people on the line. We'll get back to you right as soon as we get back from these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, the day after.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price, So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
We buy, we sell, we trade. Gold at the Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, inviting you to show your support for our veterans. A drive-through fundraiser will take place in the parking lot of the Mount Shasta Mall on the corner of Hilltop and Dana Drive on Monday, the 12th of November, from 6 to 11 a.m. Your kind cash donation will provide our veterans with free RABA tickets, making their daily lives easier. The event is sponsored by this radio station, KRCR News Channel 7, and RABA. Thank you for your support.
Whoever said diamonds were a girl's best friend was a very wise man.
Wise men celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to encourage everybody who needs kerosene to please order now. Don't wait till winter. Prices will go up. If you're thinking about upgrading your heater, now's the time. Some folks are trading in their older ones and stepping up to a new Toyotomi, more efficient heater. We have a full line of portable heaters also. Our delivery drivers are out in full force, so give Danny a call and get on the list. Remember, when you hang up the phone, look out the window. Our trucks are probably sitting there. We also have a pay forward account, so give Sherry a call and she'll walk you through that. Kathy's still selling propane bottles from 2.5 gallon to 25. And also forklift bottles, so stop by and give us a try. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco. Burning down the house. Life's changed. You know, keep it up, man, Bob. Keep it up. You're just going to completely make me crazy. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. What can I say? We were down there last night. Gary Cadd was there, Bill Chappelle, several others that were there following the election. We were there when they called it for Obama. And in fact, Linda and I were out last night at the Republican headquarters. We were at the Democratic headquarters, talked to a lot of people there. Tobacco and Brew went down to Market Street Steakhouse where Missy MacArthur and Melissa Hunt was and several others. So for the first time last night, KCNR went around and tried to cover everybody. We did it live. We did it with video from WE Multi, Wade Riggs and WE Multimedia, who went with us. So we were streaming video at the same time. And we want to thank you that Taylor Motors. All the election coverage last night from KCNR was brought to you by the Taylor family. Taylor Motors, your Buick Cadillac GMC store in the famous Cypress and Churn Creek corner in Reading. We can't say enough about them. Okay, let's go to the phones. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, Colonel. How are you?
I'm fine, and how are you doing today, Randy?
I am not doing well. The sun may be shining, but it's a dark day for me.
And why is that?
I just can't believe where this country is going. I'm a non-vet, and I volunteered to go over there. Very patriotic, and I just can't believe what's happening to our country. I'm depressed as hell. I just don't get it. Everything that we have fought for, us older people that are of the Vietnam generation, everything that we fought for, everything that was right then is wrong now. Everything that was wrong then is right now. And it, it's I'm just so, so worried about my children and my grandchildren, and there's nothing I can do about it. Go out and vote, you try and do all the right things, and you try and be a good person, and we have leadership that is just destroying this country, not just the president, but the people that he surrounded himself with in our Senate, in our Congress. It's just a mess, and it's never going to go back. It's just going to be downhill from here.
Well, Randy, the only thing we can hope, and this is something that I'm hoping, and I'm going to give a chance, is there's no difference today than it was 2 days ago. The Congress is in the hands of the Republicans, the Senate in the hands of Democrats, and Obama's there. But something they have got, if Obama is any type of statesman at all, any type of leader, he has got to reach out. And the Republican Party has to reach out, because we are heading for a cliff that will destroy this country. Now, if, with this, with our financial woes, and we talked to this with the Democrats last night, that they see this. They see if this debt doesn't come under control, if these other things don't come under control, this country is just going to come apart. And unfortunately, we're stuck with a two-party system that doesn't allow other people with other ideas in there. But Randy, don't give up yet. Don't give up yet. Right is still right. What morally is right is still morally right. Don't give up.
Well, I appreciate the encouraging words, Colonel, and it scares me where we are and where we could possibly be heading. I don't think a revolution is out of the realm of possibility. They're selling out guns. They're selling out ammo.
Well, it's that's based,
and I know that's on his table.
A lot of that's based on fear, but what we've got to do, though, is you should always be prepared for anything, but what we've got to do is see what happens in this next 2 or 3 months and see what kind of changes, if any. Anyway, we got to run, Randy. You got somebody else on the line, and we're past our break time. Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Bill.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. You're on live.
Good morning, Carl.
You're on live.
Okay. I'm with the same call with the caller that was called earlier about flying his flag upside down. I'll fly mine upside down until Sunday. And I've told my neighbors a week ago that I'm going to do that if Obama's elected. I think this guy is, I'm 83 years old, and I thank God that I'm on the other end of the stick. I just see which way our country is headed and what's going to happen with this guy in there. So you guys have a wonderful day.
Okay, Bill. You know what, Bill? Hang in there. Let's see what happens this next few months. I say we look at him and give him a chance to see. And let's talk to our representatives about reaching out. We've got to get this country back together, because right now it's just like you said. People are just so disappointed. He's only half the people believe in what he says. Half the people. That's it. The other half don't. So, he's got to do something to try and get to try and bring this nation together. Okay. Thanks a lot for your phone call. We got to take a break here. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Hey, if you've got a comment, please give us a call. This is the time. Give us a call. Let's talk about this at 530-605-4567. Let's keep these phones busy.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Can I say something real quick, Carl?
You sure can.
You know, yeah, there's a lot of depression out there, but this country's best moments ever throughout our history have come when we have been knocked flat on our butts. We have stood up as a country and kicked tail. We've done that over and over again, and I think that we can do that again.
Well, you know, the thing about this is, you know, and Philip Smith, one of our listeners who was a Democrat, and or at least he's probably a you know, doesn't state, because I think
progressive.
Philip, well, I don't know, I think Philip can vote either way on things. But the bottom line is that it's not a time to gloat. It's a time to insist. We as Americans, it's time to insist that our leadership get their act together and get us out of this economic trouble. Get us out of that damn war in Afghanistan. And let's start putting money back into our own economy. Let's get ourselves energy independent. I believe that in Romney. I think Obama's got to do this and stop wasting our time on, you know, spending billions of dollars on solar energy that isn't there yet. And let's get ourselves back into energy independence. And speaking of gas, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Is it prices competitive? Do they give discounts for veterans and seniors? Is it a family-owned, locally operated company that you're working with? Are there 4,000 happy customers? Well, if all that is yes, then you must be with Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. All right, let's go through some of the election results. How about right in here? It looks like Bill Chappelle won the supervisor, 4th District. Talked to him last night and said, Bill, what kind of change is going to make? And Bill says, you know what, I've got to get in there and see what's going on, if the election holds up as it did. These are unofficial results we got this morning. That just, he says, but right then it was 53% to 45% for Sherry Beck, another good person. Okay, it's Anderson. And I've got to do this quick. Anderson, Melissa Hunt, James Yarborough, and Susie Ball won. And Redding, Missy McArthur going away, but it's really tight between Gary Cadd and Dick Dickerson. That right now is 70 volts for Cadd. So we'll see about that. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day. Miss a lot.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street is facing the post-election blues. Stocks are plunging in the wake of President Obama's re-election, as comments by European Central Bank President Mario Draghi underscore the weakness in Europe's economy. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down about 200 points. Meanwhile, Adidas has scored a win in a patent dispute with rival Nike. A German court threw out the temporary injunction banning the sale of Adidas' Prime Kit running shoe, which was first introduced at the London Olympics. Nike alleged the shoe infringed on the patent for its Flyknit sneaker that was launched in February. And just a week after Superstorm Sandy led to more than 23,000 flight cancellations in the Northeast, a snowstorm is threatening more headaches for travelers. United Airlines is grounding about 500 flights between noon today and noon tomorrow out of New York area airports. Other airlines say they are evaluating which flights will and won't be canceled. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
FreshBooks.
Love running your business but challenged with your finances? Here's your solution. FreshBooks Cloud Accounting. FreshBooks is the easy-to-use cloud accounting service designed for business owners. It's simple to use, and with FreshBooks, you can create invoices and manage your books from almost anywhere. You'll save time and get paid faster. Try it for free by texting SMILE to 511-511. That's SMILE to 511-511.
As easy as it looks, FreshBooks.com.
Whether you worked as a doctor, a teacher, or as a business owner, you worked hard to get where you are. You deserve an experienced, independent professional giving you personal investment advice. So call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today.
I'm Tom Wood, certified financial planner with the Advice Center. Our fee-based wealth management strategies are designed with one thing in mind, to help you preserve and grow the assets you worked so hard for. We can put together a custom fee-based investment program designed for your unique needs, all for one discounted annual fee. We'll work with your CPAs or other advisors, or use our team of estate planning pros to help preserve your assets and lower your tax liabilities.
See how our wealth management programs can help you. Call Tom Wood at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. Or join us for our client appreciation event, Financial Bingo, at Sailing Boat Restaurant on November 7th. So call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com.
Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC. Life License 0B85106.
Hi folks, Andy Main here with Shasta.com. Just when you thought prices on everything were never going to stop going up, Shasta.com decided to drop prices $10 a month on all our new customer DSL services. That's not just a drop in the bucket, folks. We're talking about cold, hard cash here, and during these times, that extra cash can come in kind of handy. Heck, it can even be used to take mother out to breakfast, lunch, or dinner on her special day, or your honey out to the movies. At Shasta.com, we're always looking for ways to put money back in your pocket. And with our high-speed DSL service, you'll be surfing the internet faster than ever. And use our local support and popular city name email addresses so you can stay in touch with your family and friends on a regular basis. Call today at 224-6866 and ask about program details and whether it's available in your area. Even if it's not, we'll hook you up with our smoking fast satellite service that's available no matter what your location is. This is Andy Main thanking you for shopping local, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
We buy, we sell, we trade. Gold at the Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, inviting you to show your support for our veterans. A drive-through fundraiser will take place in the parking lot of the Mount Shasta Mall on the corner of Hilltop and Dana Drive on Monday, the 12th of November, from 6 to 11 a.m. Your kind cash donation will provide our veterans with free RABA tickets, making their daily lives easier. The event is sponsored by this radio station, KRCR News Channel 7, and RABA. Thank you for your support.
Whoever said diamonds were a girl's best friend was a very wise man.
Wise men celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Isn't that happy music? 7:35 in the morning, November the 7th. Just because medical care is going to change. Your medical care is going to change today. It's changing like you can't believe. But we're going to have doctors on here in the future and see what happens on there. No, I'm just telling you, it is. Everybody knows that. Hey, the weather. 47 degrees right, 49 degrees right now. Today's forecast, mostly sunny with a high near 72. So all you people that are, they're just like, I don't like this. Go outside, stand in the sun, get that vitamin D. Light and variable wind. Tonight, however, showers likely, mainly after 4 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 44 tonight. Light and variable winds. Showers on Thursday, high near 54. Thursday night, showers again. And then Friday, a 50% chance of showers. And Friday night, now Saturday's going to be sunny. That's good because Saturday is the day of the parade out at Shasta Lake, the Veterans Day Parade. Okay, the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Anselmo Vineyards on Thursday nights, pizza, 474-5546. This Saturday, of course, is their winemaker's ball. They, Chandra, the little old winemaker out there, and John Stadelli, the chef, have made a gourmet dinner paired with wines for each course. You gotta, it's gonna be just absolutely fabulous. 474-5546. Give him a call. Alright. Our guest. And we're gonna be out of politics for a sense, but we're doing good things for our community here. Nina Mattel from The Lung Affair.
Hi.
Hey, Nina.
How are you?
You're just happy.
I am.
You're a type of effervescent personality we need this morning.
That's right.
There you go.
7:30 in the morning.
7:30 in the morning. She comes rolling in here. Okay, we're here to talk about, this is Lung Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes, it is.
Wow. Already.
I know. It's November.
This is where we started all of our, it's kind of really started our medical stuff. It was like a year ago. You know, realizing that we needed to have a regularly scheduled program on medicine.
It's a conversation that needs to be had. Yeah.
And that's why once a month we have in Dr. Pius Danuka.
Yeah.
Is our guy. And then Mrs. Danuka,
yeah.
Dr. Danuka, also comes with us. And, I just can't say enough about them.
Yeah, they're great people, and they're so knowledgeable.
Oh.
It's wonderful to work for them also.
Well, you know what? I bet it is. Because here's two people that love America and love Reading.
Yeah.
Could live anywhere in the world. They're two doctors. Come on.
Yeah. They're great. And their kids are even more wonderful and
really nice, huh?
Yeah, they're just so great.
I think I've met their daughter.
Yeah.
And so, okay, now let's get back. Okay, let's get to business here.
Okay.
Lung cancer awareness. What are the you can find lung cancer. How do you treat lung, or how do you test for lung cancer?
Well, there are different ways, early detection is definitely one of the ways. Getting regular physicals, making sure that you're healthy and things of that nature, talking to your doctor. These are the things that will at least answer some of the questions.
Symptoms might be...
Symptoms can vary from anything. You can start with a little cough, maybe a little short of breath, and then it starts to progress from there. But, with lung cancer, it's the number one cancer killer.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one that with breast, colon, prostate, melanoma combined, lung cancer kills the most.
Really? And now, what's lung cancer? Is it smoking, being in bad places, or is it just a lifestyle?
I think it's a little bit of both. I really do.
Is cancer inheritable?
There's a little bit. There's some genetics that do play with it, but I think it depends on the type of cancer.
Uh-huh.
but with lung cancer, it's also the most preventable.
Okay, the most preventable.
Mm-hmm.
Death of it or just getting it?
Just getting it in itself.
How do you prevent it?
Don't smoke. Smoking is probably right there on top of the list. Don't smoke. Oh. Kids, don't smoke. It's not great. Take it from a smoker. It's really not good.
You smoke?
I used to, yeah. It's terrible.
Do you ever get it back after you stop?
I mean, it's tough. It's really tough.
No, I mean, but after you finish smoking, I read someplace, and I don't know if it's still true, that your lungs regenerate themselves.
It does, but, you'll never get back to 100%.
Never get back to where it was before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
And you're still at risk. You're still at risk. And smokers are definitely at higher risk than others.
Where do people go to get checked?
I would start with your primary care physician.
Okay.
And take it from there. There are special there are specialists, like different oncologists, like Dr. Pramila Dhanuka at Pace Cancer Center.
That's right. She's an oncologist. Oh, yeah, and what a great lady she is.
Yeah, and I mean,
so if you get this kind of coughing or you get this kind of general shortness of breath, you know, you're going, well, you know, maybe I should have this checked out.
Yeah.
And so you trot on down there.
Yeah. And it could start with like masses or tumors or something in your lungs. And it can slowly or fastly progress from there, just depending on how aggressive the cancer can be.
But if you catch it early.
If you catch it early, you're in pretty good shape.
Okay. All right. We're going to take just a couple-minute break here. We're going to come back because you've got a fundraiser here.
That's right.
And a, you know, a cancer awareness for lung cancer awareness. That this is what we really want to talk about. But I have been asking you questions about this. So we need to take a quick break. We're going to come back, talk about that, and then we can send you on your way.
No problem.
All right.
You've got to pay the bills.
Carl and the Bob. You think it's going to be Obama? Okay, we'll leave now. Okay. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Welcome back to the Age of Jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
Where do you go when you want to be enthralled, excited, and soothed? In Salmo Vineyards. November 10th is the winemaker's dinner. For limited seating and reservations, call 474-5546 today. Linger with six courses of fresh local cuisine selected by executive chef John Stadelli and savor pre-released estate wines crafted by winemaker Chandra Miller. Experience in Salmo Vineyards. November 10th, the winemaker's dinner.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bodd, good morning. November 7th, 7:45 in the morning. Hey, you just got a heads up on this. Is the winemaker. The winemaker's dinner is not going to happen this Saturday. So, if your reservations, give them a call at 474-5546, and I'm sure they'll explain that to you. But that is not going to happen now. The we're with us is Nina Mattel from, we're talking, this is the Lung Affair, and now that this is a fundraiser. So tell us about that, Nina.
Okay, so every year, since November is Lung Cancer Month, every year, Lung Affair has their annual event. This year, what we're doing is we're doing a bingo bash. They're $15 tickets. We're playing 15 games, so you get 15 game boards with the $15 ticket, and we're doing a $100 jackpot for each game. We're also doing raffle prizes. We'll have food, door prizes, you know, trivia questions. It's supposed to be a really fun event. It's all about fundraising for lung cancer awareness in our community and support for lung cancer patients in our community.
Great.
And I really want to stress the fact that we try to stay within the community.
Uh-huh.
Shasta County has a really, really high rate of lung cancer patients,
yeah,
and risk of patients, of potential patients. So our goal is to educate the kids in the community about smoking, the effects of smoking, how harmful it is. And now, I mean, everybody knows, I mean, smoking is so dangerous to oneself. Like, why would you do it at this point? But people do. It is a fact. 4,000 teenagers every day pick up a cigarette and start to smoke. And out of those 4,000, there's a good percentage that continue to smoke into their adulthood.
I think they all voted for Obama, too. Oh, I'm just wondering.
We're not going to go there, are
we? Oh, okay, that's right. We're not going there. That's right. We're not going there. I'm sorry. Just put that numbers.
No.
You know, young people. You know, okay, anyway. Okay, now where's it going to be again?
Okay, so it's going to be at the Los Robles Estate, which is behind Shopko. So
okay.
It's like off North Point. It's on Butternut Trail. It starts at 6:30. If you need tickets, we'll be selling tickets at the door at the day of the event. So Los Robles Estate, but if you want to prepay for tickets, you can visit Pace Cancer Center at 2145 Court Street.
Okay.
Give us a call at 247-1425, or you can visit lungaffair.org.
All right.
I'm full of information.
You are. It's going to be a good time then.
It's going to be great, so come on out.
Education, raising funds, the whole thing.
That's right, and all for our community.
All right, let's run through it all one more time. It's going to be...
It's Lung Affair. It's the Bingo Bash event this Saturday, November 10th. Starts at 6:30 at the Los Robles Estates on Butternut Trail, 247-1425, Pace Cancer Center, or lungaffair.org.
Wow, you're good.
I do this a lot.
Oh, do you? Okay.
I do.
Now we know you're our contact into the oncology side.
That's
is
right.
That right?
I'm okay. Into the Danuka's world, so anything you need from them, you come to me.
All right. This woman, you need to see her because she is just all smiles. It's all teeth here this morning. You know, I'm just kind of like, wow, I need to, you know.
Oh, thanks.
I need to get some like, kind of suntan lotion on.
You're going
to
make
here.
Me blush. Stop.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, we come back. We're going to talk more election results and get a few more ideas in here. So if you got something you want to say, give us a call.
Lines are open.
Yeah, lines are open. Carl Underbot, Free Fire Radio. Another day.
Another dollar.
Another day, another challenge.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns.
Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR1460. Carl and the Bot. 7:51 in the morning. The day after. What can I say? All right, we're going to go to the phones. Henry, you're up.
Yes, Carl.
Let's keep this one short, Henry, because I'm bleeding here.
This is a sad day today, I'll tell you. And, you know, I can't believe I'm living in a country with over 50% idiots and incompetence. That's number one. Secondly, I hope these people enjoyed the election, because this is probably the last election we will get.
Come on now, Henry. Come on. It's not going to get that bad. It's not going to be that bad.
This guy will try and get away with anything that he can now. Well, you watch and see. We're going to have inflation like you've not seen before.
I think so. Wait a minute. We've still got a place to go to, though, Henry, right?
And I'm thinking very serious. In fact, as Joan and I talked about it last night. So we're thinking very seriously about liquidating up here.
Henry, let's give it 6 months. There's nothing going to be that bad in 6 months. Give us six months to see what happens.
Give us 6 months. I may not have money enough to get out of here.
Well, you should have your money in gold and silver right now anyway.
I do some.
Henry, okay. Early days of World War II, this country was flat on its back. We came back and we kicked them and took names. Remember that.
Tell me about it. I was there.
That's right, Henry. So, that's why. This country is a huge, huge country of can-do.
But you're a history buff.
Yes.
Read a little bit about 1936, 37, 38 in Germany and do the comparables.
Well, I know what you're saying, but I tell you what, there's checks and balances for that. Henry, we got other people on the line. Don't give up, Henry.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Okay, Terry.
Yep.
Gotcha. We got a couple minutes here.
All right, Carl. First of all, you know, a couple quick things. There's, you know, some talk about how Obama has to come to the table. He really, in essence, does it, and I'll preface what I'm going to say very quickly with that. He had 900-plus executive orders. Bush had 32 in 8 years. He won by 100 electoral votes. He hasn't had a budget, doesn't need one. People still voted for him. The stock market fell 200 points today, which is a rarity after someone is elected. 70% of the public did not want health care, passed it anyway. And so when you look at all these different things, you're saying, well, why does he have to change a thing? He can go to Hawaii and golf. He really doesn't have to do anything. He's a lame duck president. Now, how do we get him to come to the table is a whole different story. How we put pressure on. Maybe finding the truth out about Benghazi. Maybe putting pressure on him through our local government. And you hit the nail on the head. We really have to pursue in our local government. Hopefully city council will move in a way that will strengthen Reading. The Board of Supervisors is strengthened by Chappelle, I think. We'll be able to do some things locally, and that's really where we have to concentrate.
You're the closer to the flagpole, we have a lot more to say. So city council, our county, if we keep – you know, the thing about it is that 50% of the people in the United States voted for him. 50% didn't. So he's got to find a way. It's on him to find a way if he is. If he's any type of state, and then it's up to our Republicans and Democrats in Congress and the Senate to take a look at the cliff we're ready to drive off of economically and get this fixed.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, you're a million percent right. The thing is, he really doesn't have to do anything. Again, he's got the executive order. He's also, I mean, the other thing that we run into is California, which is really something we've got to change. And I believe we've got a shot at that, as I'm sure you do. But when you look at the state of California, that's 55 electoral votes. And I don't know what New York is, but that's got to be close. That means you've got 100 electoral votes you're not going to get if you're a Republican right off the get-go.
Yeah, I know.
So, again, what we have to do is we have to hit things locally, get stronger locally, get our community stronger, get to know your neighbor, and understand those kinds of things. And you're right. Stock up on food. Get yourself, in a position
buy those
to...
cases at 308. Yeah, okay.
You know, get yourself in a position to where you're more self-sufficient. Yeah. I'm not a purveyor of doom either. But in reality, he doesn't have to do a thing.
Well,
in reality, he really doesn't. It's up to us to push the guys that we can.
We have to push people that we can so we can get this done.
And speaking of something good, we can't let Benghazi go.
Yeah. Well, speaking of something good for community, we've got somebody in here we got to talk to. Terry, thanks a lot.
You bet, pal.
All right, bye. Okay, we have with us now, and this is just kind of like a drive-by, was Kathy Orr.
Right.
Chris Orr. And Loren Hoffer. Okay, yep. Y'all can share that. Get down there and say hello.
Hi.
Okay, you're here for?
We are from the Reading Christian Student Theater Group, and we have a big production of Anna Get Your Gun on Friday night at 7 o'clock and Saturday at 2 at the Cascade Theater.
Okay, so it's Anna Get Your Gun at the Cascade Theater this week, this Friday, this Saturday, and what time Friday night?
7 o'clock.
And what time Saturday?
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock, okay. And how many people in the cast?
We have about 45 kids, ages like 8 to 18, and we have a volunteer orchestra from people around the neighborhood. You've talked about your neighbors and friends and neighbors. We have great musicians in this area. We have Lauren here who plays Annie Oakley.
Okay, now do you sing anything in there, Annie?
Yes.
Sing something now.
All right.
Ready?
Quick on the trigger. With targets not much bigger than a pinpoint, I'm number one. But my score with the fellers is lower than a sailor. Oh, you can't get a man with a gun.
Unless you live in Chester County. And then you probably can because they're like that. Okay, sorry. Okay, Chris, what do you do, Chris?
I play Frank Butler, who's the champion sharpshooter of Buffalo Bills' Wild West show.
He thinks he is.
Okay, and then you get in a shootout with Annie, and she beats you, doesn't she?
Yep.
Okay, do you sing?
Sometimes.
Okay, sing something here, because we've got to get out of here.
The girl that I marry will have to be as soft and as pink as a nursery. The girl I call my own.
Okay, so you're talking about pink girls, and she's talking about shooting with guns. Boy, I tell you, this is the first role reversal ever, and this was before the election. Okay, now, I think we're going to have a good time. Y'all, really, Reading Christian, you guys are great. Tell us again, Friday night.
Friday night, 7 o'clock at the Cascade Theater, Saturday, 2 p.m.
Okay.
Get your tickets online at cascadetheater.org or their phone number that somebody knows by heart and or at the Reading Christian School office. Thanks.
There you go. Thanks for stopping by. It's just kind of like a drive-by singing. Can't get a man with a gun. Wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. You can sing that in New York. You can sing that in Chicago. Here in Shasta County, hell, half the people in the audience are going to be armed. Okay, thanks a lot. We'll see you.
Hey, Carl, got a call in the meantime, and Ann wasn't able to hold over. Yeah. She made an interesting point. She said that her business
routinely would make charitable donations, and she is this morning filling out three requests for charitable donations saying, I'm sorry, we can't do it because the bottom line and the amount of taxes being taken out and the uncertainty, we do not have the income. So charities are going to just get hammered.
I think you're absolutely right. I think you're going to see hammered. And then, we got to run. Okay, we come back. Yeah, Judy Salter, our friend Judy Salter is going to be joining us. Plus, we want everybody's comments. So come on in at 530-605-4567.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A celebration outside the White House.
4 years, another 4 years. It's incredible.
Women joined with minorities, young voters, and late deciders to re-elect President Obama. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz, live in Chicago.
The president not lingering long here in Chicago to celebrate his victory, returning to Washington this afternoon to work on a second-term agenda.
The best is yet to come.
Last night, the president vowed to reach out to both parties in Congress, but he warned that progress won't come easily.
By itself, the recognition that we have common hopes and dreams won't end all the gridlock to solve all our problems.
And he has major unfinished business to address before Inauguration Day. The expiring Bush tax cuts, the looming debt ceiling, and deep automatic cuts due to hit the military and domestic spending. Dave?
Now, Mike, the president got at least 303 electoral votes to beat Mitt Romney.
I so wish that I had been able to fulfill your hopes to lead the country in a different direction.
Now, Congress will be similarly divided. Democrats leading the Senate, Republicans running the House.
There's no mandate for raising tax rates.
Speaker John Boehner will convene with GOP members to discuss what's next this afternoon. There's a big post-election sell-off on Wall Street. Fox Business Network's Dennis Neal's here live.
The Obama sell-off accelerates as stocks fall below the Dow 13,000 mark for the first time since September 4th. The Dow now down 298 points to 12,948. Coal stocks take a big hit on Obama's green agenda. Alpha Natural Resource down 10%, Peabody down 7%, bank stocks also down, J.P. Morgan Chase down 4%, but Tenet Healthcare up over 8%, surfing the Obamacare windfall, Dave.
Now, Dennis, a nasty storm is about to hit an area still devastated by Sandy.
We need running water. It's sewage water. It's disgusting.
She's on Long Island, New York. This new storm is forecast to bring snow, 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts, and maybe new flooding along the coast. A lot of flights in the Northeast have been canceled. Fox News Radio, Baron Valenced.
An important reminder from Medicare. It's Medicare open enrollment through December 7th. Time to compare plans and see what's best for you. You don't have to change, but it's good to look. And check out the preventive benefits you get after the healthcare law, with no co-pays or deductibles, like some cancer screenings. Savings, too, like over 50% off brand-name prescriptions in the donut hole. Medicare open enrollment. Now's the time. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never missed a beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
Florida is still too close to call. Sound familiar? But unlike 2000, it's not a big deal. President Obama already won re-election. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown's live in Tallahassee.
Dave, President Obama has a very slight lead here, though it is not conclusive yet, which is why balloting officials around the state will be counting tens of thousands of absentee ballots. But mathematically speaking, it won't affect the outcome, even though Florida prides itself on having the most electoral votes of any so-called swing state, 29 of them. It's not enough to change the electoral count at this point. Final results probably won't be available until the weekend, Dave.
There were a lot of ballot issues nationwide. Maine and Maryland approved gay marriage, and so did another state.
Maryland, Maine, and Washington approved gay marriage, prompting celebrations in several cities.
Jubilation, and finally, we've got justice for all of us.
Now, in the past, same-sex marriage was approved by the courts and state lawmakers. Gay marriage is now legal in 9 states, but banned or prohibited in 41, which is why many expect this to be decided by the Supreme Court.
That's Fox's William Lajeunesse. Now, there were 2 states that also voted to legalize recreational use of marijuana.
Oh, I love you. Yes!
He's in Colorado. Washington State was the other one. More women are testifying today at a hearing at Fort Bragg to determine if Army Brigadier General Jeffrey Sinclair should face court-martial for sex crimes here and in Iraq and Afghanistan and Germany. One alleged victim testified yesterday that the general forced her into an affair, threatened to kill her and her family if she told anyone. Penn State's former president was arraigned this morning, then released on $125,000 bail. Graham Spanier accused of lies and a cover-up in the Jerry Sandusky child molestation scandal. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, welcome back to our second hour of Free Fire Radio right here at KCNR 1460 with Carl and about 8:05 in the morning, November the 7th, the day after. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop on to our, if you can't, you know, get on to the chat room, talk to us. We got a lot of people in there today expressing sentiments of all kinds. Weather today, 49 degrees right now. It's going to be a nice day. Go outside. Walk around. It's going to get up to 72. Tonight, however, showers likely, mostly after 4 p.m., mostly cloudy. Chance of precipitation, 60%. Thursday, showers, high near 54. So we go from 86 to 54 in the space of 2.5 days. Kind of like sunshine before the election, showers after the election. I'm sure it has nothing to do with that. And Friday, a 50% chance of showers. And on Saturday, it's going to be sunny because of the Veterans Day parades that are going on and the Marine Corps birthday. All right. Hey, let's go to our favorite people, our Wells Fargo advisors, Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 274 points at 12,971. Standard & Poor's 500 is negative 29 at 1398. And the NASDAQ is negative 66 at 2945. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 50 cents at $9.44 and AT&T down $1.11 at $33.69. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is down 4 cents at $4.41. And Exo Group is down 9 cents at $7.65. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.64%. In the commodity markets, gold is down $11 at $1,704. Silver is down 77 cents at $31.26. And crude oil is down $3.60 at $85.11. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Thank you, Kathy. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on 710, 810, and 906 Monday through Friday. And head on down to Park Marina Drive to visit them or give them a call at 243-7561. Okay, let's go right to the phones. Kay, good morning.
Hi, how are you, Carl?
I'm fine. You know what?
What?
I am fine. This is a great country. This is a great day.
Right. And you had some good news on yesterday. I heard a little announcement that Roger Hedgecock's going to be on.
Roger Hedgecock is starting with us tonight from 7 to 10 p.m.
Wonderful.
He'll be following Tom Sullivan, but we brought Roger on here.
That's great. I wish he would run for governor. Anyway, I think that the election's not over, and I think that we need to be vigilant. And I think that we need to work on making sure that they count everything right. Not everything's been counted, and there's enough that it may change.
Well, even if some of them change, let's just say even if Ohio for some reason goes to Romney, I don't think that makes a big enough difference. You know,
right away, because there's a lot of them that haven't been counted. I mean, there's a good percentage of votes all over the United States that haven't been counted. The configuration may change before, and there's some places that aren't going to start counting the mail-ins until like the 17th of November.
Oh,
and some of those are sizable. There was a woman last night on Coast to Coast, and her name was Bev Harris. And she really has some, she's done a lot of research on it, and she sounds very sensible.
Well, I think Kay, is that, you know, that could be, but it would be something that is so out of the norm and out of the ordinary from before, you know,
well,
at this
but
point.
Look at 2000, that was out of the ordinary too.
Yeah, but that was, but I don't, you know what, I don't see any hanging chad in this one. I think that
doesn't have to be hanging chads. It's votes that haven't been ballots that haven't been counted. There's a good percentage of them, and the race is close enough that it possibly, I mean, maybe, you know, it's not over until the fat lady sings.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Kate. You know what? We'll wait and see if there's anybody out there singing here in another 2 or 3 or 4 days. All right. Hey, we got to take a break here. Our guest, Judy Salter, has joined us and is sitting here with her communist-made iPad on the desk, which brought to you by Obama. We'll be right back. Carl on the bot.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl from the bot. 8:13 in the morning, the morning after. And you know what? It's gonna be a nice day, but it's gonna be getting cold this week and colder, so who do you call? Alliance Heating and Air. That's right, give them a call at 221-2642. They've got anything. You've got it, they can fix it. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They kept you cool during the summer, they're gonna keep you warm during the winter. Been in business since 1992. I can't say enough about these guys. Go to homecomfort.org. Give them a call, 221-2642. Alliance Heating and Air. Okay, my guest today, we have people on the phone. We'll get to you in just a second. My guest today, Judy Salter, well-known
Good morning.
You know what? You know, you do so much for our city. You're into so many events helping people, you know, the Women's Fund and all these. But you also just took $5 from me.
Yes, I did.
In the election bet.
Yes, I did.
And I'm giving it to you right now.
Okay.
I wish it was on camera.
I know, but this is an honorable man.
I'm reporting you to the IRS.
For gambling.
Yeah, for gambling. But they're going to be so busy chasing down the people who aren't buying health care that I think I'm pretty safe. You're pretty safe.
Well, I think the insurance companies are actually going to be real happy because they're suddenly going to have all these new people who are going to be insured.
I will bet you right now that if they're not buying it now, they're not going to buy it then. Why should they? How are you going to force them to do that? And first of all, wait a minute. Before we get started on this, yeah. Judy Salter is a
we're
is
not
a Democrat.
Pound each
is,
other.
Is a Democrat, and yet, you know what? We have sometimes diametrically opposed. But I love you. I love how you are. I love what you do for our community.
Well, you know, and Carl, that's why I'm here because you and I have had a lot of good discussions, and to me, that's what democracy is all about. I'm not gloating today. I am obviously happy that President Obama was reelected, but I'm discouraged that nothing changed in the Congress, either for you, your point of view, or for my point of view, and we're going to be in gridlock again.
Well, don't you see? I mean, you're right. Today is no different than 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Now, don't you think, though, it behooves is that the president of the United States, that 50% of the people voted, and he got about like 50%. I mean, it was really close on that, more electoral, but it was 50% of the people voted for him. Don't you think it behooves the fact is that the president should be the one to reach out and do it very publicly?
Yes, I do. I do, and as a Democrat, I really do believe that the first 2 years of his term, when he had a majority in Congress, he should have gotten a lot more done. So we as Democrats, I mean, that's part of the reason I'm not gloating, is because I think that if you look at the polls on how people feel about Congress, it's like worse than dog catchers. In tax.
I think it's worse than dog poop.
Yeah. Well, it's true. Okay. I mean, we no longer trust our Congress. And what does that say about us as the country? Because we elected these people just as much as we elected the president.
And we keep electing them.
And we reelected a bunch of them.
That's right.
You know, there were a lot of safe
seats.
Feinstein,
again.
Well, again, that one is okay with me.
Well, I know that, but I'm just talking about that's an example, though. She has been there.
This is her fourth
term. She is part of the problem.
Yeah.
Just as Herger was part of the problem.
Yeah, and I also think the leadership in both the House and the Senate is part of the problem. Harry Reid, to me, is just as much a problem as John Boehner is.
I think we should let them get into a ring and then beat each other and then pick somebody else. But, you know, but here's the problem is that it's just like you said, they're not reaching out. They're not going in that direction. So, but you and I and your husband, Lee and I, had a great discussion last night.
Mm-hmm.
I give him part of the government. He gives me part of the government, and we fix it.
I'm okay with that. You know, at this point, I think that we as citizens have a huge responsibility to go to our legislators, whether you're on the Democrat or a Republican, either one, and say, listen up.
You need to get in here and fix this.
And when I hear both the leaders in the House, Boehner and Reid, making these statements, drawing lines in the sand again, you know, we are in gridlock.
Yeah.
And we don't need any lines drawn in the sand.
And we're racing for the
too. Yeah.
We're racing for the cliff with this economic thing. Okay, we've got to go to the phones here. BC, good morning. You're live on KCNR.
Well, good morning. I was equating this back to what you were talking about. That gal was talking about cancer in Shasta County this morning. And I think that what we have is various forms of cancer in our government, i.e. immigration, social programs, taxes, and all the above, and the gridlock issue. But I think I think that right now the verdict came in yesterday. It's terminal. I don't think there's any way out of our own democracy is going to be consumed. If they can get 100 million people on food stamps, we're done. It's a giant step towards socialism, and I'll take it off the air.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's true. We've got more people on food stamps than ever been, Judy.
Well, look at the economy. I mean, you know, they're not on food stamps because they want to be. Now, I know that
there's a percentage that.
All right, but
I agree.
If you look at the percentage of welfare cheats, it's small. When you look at the percentage of bankers in the economy or the big banks that put greed against corporate ethics, you know, come on, we can argue that kind of stuff forever.
Well, yeah, but that's the other thing, too, is that all that was supposed to change under Obama. I mean, he was supposed to fix that, and now we've got there's even more of them.
Well, clearly the idea of no regulation of the banking industry, which we had during the Bush years, was wrong. I also agree that we can I did not vote. You may be surprised on this. I did not vote for the GMO proposition.
No, I'm not surprised. You know, and I know why.
It was badly written. It was badly written, and I'm not going to. Yes, I think I want to know when food is genetically modified. Just as a concerned mother and woman or person wants to know what I'm eating, but it was bad legislation. So
okay.
I voted against it.
All right. We got to take a break here. My guest is Judy Salter, a level-headed Democrat, which there's many of them out there, who is not gloating, who took my $5 anyway.
I took your $5. And there are several other of your friends who owe me this. I might mention their names later.
Okay. Well, good. I'd like to hear who else bet, and because I also owe some lunches around town. Okay. Carl Lindbot, Free Fire Radio. If you're on the line, we're going to get to you as soon as we get back. Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
I don't want to talk about things we've gone through, though it's hurting me. Now it's history.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Colin DeBott, 8:25 in the morning, November the 7th. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. Stop by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership, serving Redding and the North State. They carry everything you could possibly want, either new or previously owned, cars, trucks, SUVs. They're going to make great deals. They're your neighbors, and guess what? They take great pride in servicing all these vehicles and the vehicles that come to their service department. They are professional. They know what they're doing. They'll get you in and out quickly, and you will be happy. Redding Crown Motors, stop by 555 Cypress Avenue in Redding, or give them a call at 223-2177. All right, let's go to the phones. Kathy, are you still there? And thank you for waiting.
I'm still here.
Yeah, thank you for waiting.
Good.
Thank you. Hi, Carl. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Hey, this morning, it's interesting to listen to your show and hear how many people just think they vote and that's the end of their responsibility. I just think people need to understand that they have a vote, but they also have a voice, and they need to exercise that throughout the year, both in local government and other civic engagement. So I'm just putting in a word for not only voting, but getting involved. When was the last time some of these folks attended a city council meeting or county board meeting, et cetera? I would very much like to see people not think that they should just walk away now from involvement in local politics.
Yeah, it's not a one-day. Being a participating citizen is not a one-day event.
No, you have to write to your, you have to write to your congressman. You have to write to other congressmen. You have to write to the people that represent us and say, hey, this is how I feel. And you're right, absolutely right, Kathy. Show up at those city council meetings and speak and the board of supervisors. You know?
Yeah, you know, and I do think that we have a, we have good people more engaged on the local level. But I, you know, I go back to my huge concern about Congress and how we just can't sit on our hands here. Hey, are there any more updates on, speaking of local elections, though, is there an update on the CAD and
the latest we got from,
Dickerson?
Yeah, the latest we got was, and we can have some other guys check this too, but CAD was ahead by 70 votes, 11,143 to 11,073. Mm-hmm. And they got here, they've said it's he won by 70 votes, but I think that's well within that 1% that they may do a recount. Missy going away.
Yeah, I'm just
Missy. There's no doubt about Missy, but Gary Cadd ran a. You know what? This was a great race that was run because it was issues. There was nobody poking each other in the eye. But Kathy, you're absolutely right. We need to be engaged in what's going on.
Yeah, it's not just up to our president. It's up to every one of us.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's up to us to keep the pressure on them too. I mean, if the American people stood up and said, "Okay, enough of this. Get it together, or we're going to have a debt that's 20." $20 trillion that we're never going to be able to pay off. We're going to have unemployment rates shoot up again to that 10 or 15% mark unless you guys get it together.
And I think that's critical. And I said earlier in this broadcast, I'm not gloating today because we basically changed nothing.
Frankly, the onus is back on the Democratic Party to make this work.
Well, no, it's back on my president, our president. But it's also It's also got to be the Republicans in the House and the Democrats in the Senate. They have got to quit voting party lines. They have got to quit, bowing to Grover Norquist and signing a pledge before they even have something to vote on. For heaven's sakes, I had a friend of mine say, how can we reach across the aisle when we don't agree with a position? Well, that's true on some issues. But there are a lot of issues.
There are some issues there's no give. But there should be enough issues that we can get together as a nation, and this is our representatives, to try and stop. We have got to fix the economy. You have got to fix this energy crisis we're in.
Yeah.
We've got to, sequestration is right around the corner, and it's going to have an impact like you cannot believe if this goes on.
But I also think that we have to be a future thinking nation again. We cannot be locked in the technologies of the 20th century. And that also
is with regard to energy problems. Well, we can't just say, okay, we're going to drill.
No, it's got to be a mixture.
We're going to mine.
Yeah. It's got to be a mixture. No, everybody believes that, but the point is we're locked to oil and gas right now. We're just locked to it. So we've got to, we should be able to make ourselves energy independent, which nuclear. I know, as soon as you say nuclear, a lot of people just go, it'll never happen. No, we don't want that. We don't want that. Nuclear energy has become very safe in the past 30
years. It's got to stay on the table, absolutely.
It's got to stay on the table.
But it's also got to be, you know, quit laughing about wind power and solar power. They have to be on the table, too.
They absolutely do.
And we can't just say,
no, it's not going to work. How about that? Well, but it's got to be, it's got to be in there.
Absolutely.
It's got to be in there. The other thing, too, is why aren't houses built with solar panels on them automatically if you're in Arizona or up here?
Because
it's
works.
Just part of it. Just it's part of it. Okay. Hey. Okay. We still got a few seconds. Kathy, thanks a lot. We just kind of ignored you, but you started it.
Yeah, Kathy, okay, and your point is the best point that we can make all day.
Absolutely. Thank
you
so much.
Stay involved.
Okay. Now, if anybody else has, if you got some comments and things you just want to say,
a few other people who were going to call back.
Okay. Yeah. We'll call after our break because we're getting ready to take a break here. Anyway, it looks like right now, and see, okay, in the propositions, it looks like right now that the 30 passed.
Yeah, I think it's
higher taxes.
And I think, but I think 38 is dead. I mean, you can only take one or the other.
You can only have one or the other.
Yeah, 30 is good.
And it looks like the death penalty is still with us.
You know, and that's very surprising to me.
It's not surprising to me.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. After a long, expensive, occasionally nasty campaign, voters give President Obama his second shot. There's still ballots to be counted, but nothing that would change the outcome of the Electoral College. Mitt Romney conceding in Boston.
At a time like this, we can't risk partisan bickering and political posturing. Our leaders have to reach across the aisle to do the people's work.
Fox News Radio's Steve Knight on the exit polls.
The economy was the number one concern of 60% of the voters, followed by health care and then the federal deficit. President Obama had a 12-point edge among women voters, but Governor Romney had a 7-point lead among men. President Obama won nearly 70% of the Hispanic vote to Romney's 29%, but the president's winning margin among young voters dropped 10 points from 4 years ago.
Republicans hold the House, Democrats the Senate, including John Tester, declared the winner in Montana this morning. This is a Fox News alert.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, what's with all that racket you're making?
Well, I'm trying to find the stove pot Grandma gave me back in the day.
What for?
Well, with pot roast perfection going on now at Black Bear Diner, our pot roast has to be just like dear old Grandma used to make. And that means I gotta find just the right pot.
Now hold on there, Papa Bear. I think your grandma would be mighty proud of our homemade pot roast dishes, like the pot roast pepper jack omelet served all day and our Cajun pot roast melt. Now that's some grilled goodness.
Well, what about the beef pot roast stroganoff for dinner?
It will taste just like Grandma used to make.
Well, why didn't you say that before, Sugar Bear? Let's go.
For a limited time, enjoy specially prepared pot roast creations only at the Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Could I do it? No. That's why I could not.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:35 in the morning. It is 55 degrees out there in this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. There might be, like, bands of mourning around there. I'm not sure. Right off Cypress Avenue, D.C., Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, man's last stronghold. I get my haircut there. Bad Bob gets his haircut there. Judy would get her haircut there, too, if she wanted to. Well, you've got short hair.
Yeah, I could do that.
You could do that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You could come to where I go, too.
I could.
Yeah.
Except, see, you probably don't have the magazine, you know, National Geographic and Guns and Ammo and Car and Track.
Oh, you know, my favorite one is that Texas publication, though. It just kills me. Gardens and Guns.
Gardens and Guns?
It is a real publication.
Really?
And it is for women. And it is about, I mean, isn't that a stitch? Only in Texas. Yeah, and it's about gardening and about hunting and
well,
guns
you know
okay, maybe, there you go.
Maybe I wouldn't be there. Okay. Anyway, hey, Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Head on down there and get your haircut. All right, Judy Salter is my guest. And if we've got people that want to call, start calling in. We're still discussing what's going on. Okay, propositions. The death penalty failed. They're not going to repeal the death penalty.
Yeah, and you know, I am surprised on that because, you know, I kind of thought the people who would vote for 30 would probably also vote against the death penalty.
You know what? We had a guy on, mm-hmm. a caller on. It took 20 years, but they finally executed his wife's murderer mm-hmm. in Florida. He'd killed six people, and they finally did after 20 years. And he said, you know, the feeling of completion, finally, that this person who had changed my life, taken my wife's life, everything that she had, everything she would ever be, gone.
And I have huge, huge sympathy for that family. Huge. I cannot imagine. The reason I'm against the death penalty is because we have, and you, bazillion studies have shown that it doesn't stop crime. People are going to, if there's somebody's going out there to rob, steal, or murder, they're not going to think, oh, gosh, I'm going to get the death penalty. We've shown time and time again that it is not a deterrent to crime. I mean, it's just simply not. But I, ethically and morally, I could not be the one who pulls the switch. So
ask the families who've been affected by this.
I'm not saying, you know, if
twin daughters have been taken and abducted, raped and killed.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't want to kill that person. I'm just saying I personally could not. Therefore, I must follow my principle on that.
Absolutely. And the fact is that the part that bothers me the most about the death penalty right here in California is the way it drags out.
It doesn't happen anyway.
It doesn't happen. But the only reason it doesn't happen is because of the convoluted system we have here. In Texas, it works. In other states, it works.
Well, I'm not sure holding Texas up is a great...
why not? Well, just talk about Texas for a second, Judy.
I mean, I lived
buddy,
there for forever.
But
my daughter was born there.
Yeah,
I worked
but
for a Texas
their economy, senator. They're down there, and the companies from California are flocking to Texas. And why is that?
Well, you know, maybe... it's because they have some of the worst labor conditions and they pay very low wages. You know, some of my best friends. I mean, I lived in Texas for years. But, you know, there are, because they support the death penalty is not why business is going there.
No, but there's other
things. We have oppressive taxes in California on business, and as a Democrat, I know it too. I'm not, but it doesn't have jack to do.
We just raised taxes again.
It doesn't have jack to do with the death penalty.
Okay, you're right. But, okay, wait a minute. Let me tell you what. We got Mike on the phone. Let's go to Mike. Mike, good morning. You're live on KCNR 1460.
Hey, Carl.
Yes, you're live.
This is Mike. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hi,
Hi,
Mike.
Keep talking about my situation in Florida. I've heard it more than once.
Is it okay if I mention that?
Sure.
Okay.
And I'm not in the business of correcting you, but it was 30 years.
Oh, sorry, 30 years. This is a gentleman that called. His wife had been, okay, been murdered. And, you know, I'm sorry, it was 30 years. But
yeah, it's not a big deal. But
did I misquote you about the feeling of closure, though?
No. You know, the thing that worried me was he was going to outlive me.
Wow.
And that wouldn't have made me a happy camper.
No.
But I'm glad that they've kept the death penalty. They really need to. And the rest of it, I can't stand.
Yeah. Well,
nationally, I cannot stand it.
Well, we've got Judy here, and she's right. You know, we've got to have the Republicans and the Democrats. They've got to reach out. They've got to get together. At this point, we've gotten ourselves to a point that we need to do something.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
So I just hope is that, you know, I'd like to see the President of the United States reach out and put the onus back in the Republicans' court and his own party in the Senate, and then the American people force them to come to some kind of triangulation so we can get this economy under control, we can get the debt under control, and we get people back to work.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, we talked about that with Kathy, our earlier caller, who said, you know, this is not just, you don't cast a vote and then walk away. We cast votes 4 years ago, and we walked away as a country.
Yep,
and we let
the
gridlock continue.
I agree. You know, Carl, the best part about yesterday, we don't have to hear any more about Dolores Lucero and Russell Hunt.
Well, Russell Hunt got 11% of the vote.
Oh, so did Roseanne Barr.
And Roseanne Barr got what? She got, you know, she got like 250 votes in Shasta County.
And when, look, Dan Logue came in third in that race, and he wasn't even running.
And well, then, okay, yeah, well, you know what? Trajan Cigar, Russell Hunt.
Yeah.
11%.
Yeah, well, I don't know where those people live, but I
don't
guess.
They're probably together. No, has anybody seen Dolores Lucero and Russell Hunt at the same time?
Yeah. Can they get that many people under a rock?
I don't know.
No, they didn't mark the ballot. That's where the bong water splashed onto the ballot page.
Okay, come on. Everybody, okay. It's what makes our democracy work.
It is great. Okay, hey, we got to run. Hey, Mike,
thanks so much, Carl,
for the call.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here, and then we come back. Judy's got some things she wants to read from Dick Morris, who is pretty much a Republican hard guy.
Pretty much. He's Fox News.
Well, I pretty much think now he's a sissy. So we're going to come back. Judy Salter is our guest. A friend.
Yes.
A friend. And somebody that we can sit down and have conversations, and we can solve all the problems in the world.
There you go.
Carl Underbot, Free Fire Radio.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference.
That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
We buy, we sell, we trade. Gold at the Gold Mart, Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, inviting you to show your support for our veterans. A drive-through fundraiser will take place in the parking lot of the Mount Shasta Mall on the corner of Hilltop and Dana Drive on Monday, the 12th of November, from 6 to 11 a.m. Your kind cash donation will provide our veterans with free RABA tickets, making their daily lives easier. The event is sponsored by this radio station, KRCR News Channel 7, and RABA. Thank you for your support.
Whoever said diamonds were a girl's best friend was a very wise man.
Wise men celebrate Christmas this year with diamonds from the Gold Mart. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1468:45 in the morning, the day after. It's a beautiful day. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Great place to go on Thursday nights for pizza. Super, super food and entertainment out there. Give them a call at 474-5546. One of our favorite places to eat. In fact, we're going to probably head on out there for lunch sometime this week. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. You know, Christmas is coming. And one of the best things about living in the Redding and the North State is that you can ride your bike a lot all through the year. So head on down there. You see Nathan or Ernie, and they're going to find the right motorcycle for you. And then they've got the finest service department in the North State, if not the entire state, right here in Redding, California, at Redding Harley-Davidson. Give them a call at 241-7117. Head over to 1268 Twinview Boulevard. Now, when I get ready to ride, I take my bike over there. Make sure it's ready for the winter, too. That's the other thing. Make sure if you're going to be putting your bike up for a little while during winter, you can ride it a lot. But have them take a look at it. Service, get that really good service there if you're going to, like, hang up your riding boots for a while. But you can still ride all over the state during the winter. And this is a great time to get a great deal. Open from Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Experience the ride. Live the dream. Redding Harley-Davidson. Okay, our guest is Judy Salter, and we have Roberta on the phone. Roberta, good morning.
Good morning, you're live. Roberta. It is a good morning. I'm still alive. I am thinking myself, you know, that they actually buy their votes with our tax dollars, which is sad. But I wanted to read a little paragraph by Alex de Tocqueville. A democracy cannot exist as a permanent form of government. It can only exist until the voters discover that they can vote themselves largesse from the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidates promising the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that a democracy always collapses over loose fiscal policy, always followed by a dictatorship. The average age of the world's greatest civilization has been 200 years. So I think that we see that people are voting themselves largesse from the public treasury, and we have all of our stimulus that went to union jobs and contractors that kick back to the campaigns. We have all the food stamp people. We know how, I don't remember the number, but huge number increase for people that got food stamps and all the other social programs, and people are going to keep voting for that, and that's sad.
Well, you know, I hope that, you know, I've read those words before. If that's the case, you know, you go back to the Roman circuses, you know, they gave them bread and entertainment to stay in power. And when they ran out of the bread, that, the Roman Empire, of course, came apart when they started.
Well, but you look, we as a country voted for Bush for 8 years. So, you know, that's no different. I mean, that wasn't the end of the world, and this isn't the end of the world either. But what I hope it is, Roberta, is a wake-up call to all of us. You know?
Well, I've been awake sometimes, but when they take our tax dollars to buy their votes, I don't know how we can overcome that.
That was
interesting,
though.
They're using our tax dollars to pay people to vote for them to keep them in power.
Well, but we, like you said, the Republicans had it for 8 years, and we Democrats made that same charge that you're making now. But that brings me to that ballot proposition, though, about restricting union contributions, and that went down in flames too.
Yes, well, because of all the money that the unions paid to say how unjust it was. It wasn't anything what the ad said. It was just a proposition that would let the union workers say if they wanted to give money for political campaigns. People should have the choice with their own dollars they earn. They earn those dollars that they pay to the unions, and they should be able to say to the union, no, I want my money to be spent this way, or I want to keep it.
That's why, because of all the issues about public employee unions that have been floating around California, I was frankly surprised that failed, because I think there were a lot of people on both sides of the aisle who feel like the super PAC issue is disgusting. I mean,
the what?
The whole issue of super PACs, whether they're labor or independent.
Yeah, but people choose to give to those. I see a difference, because people choose to give to a super PAC. When you work for a union, you don't have a choice. I'm about liberty and freedom.
That's why
and
I'm surprised it didn't
super
pass.
PAC you give to of your own free
yeah.
will.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you at all, Roberta. I'm saying that I was surprised that ballot proposition failed.
Are you surprised? Yeah, I am too, but
well,
I think it was all those ads that ran and ran and ran and said all those other things that it had nothing to do with.
You hear the unions too, is that I heard somebody in the unions last night say, oh, we don't spend that. We can only spend this much money per person. Well, then how did you all spend $6 million on this? And because the unions want, let's face it, the unions want the money to maintain power. Just like corporations and the super PACs, there's nothing you're going to be able to do about super PACs the way it's written now.
But I think that's a big issue that we talk about, an area where we need reform. Campaign finance desperately needs reform on both sides. On both sides.
Well, I think there should be no rules except it should be public. There should be a website saying who gives what to whom, and I don't think there should be all the limits. If somebody had $1 million and they wanted to give it to me to run for office, they should just have to make it public. I have to make it public where my money comes from.
Transparency.
It should not be limited.
Okay.
Well, I mean, California just won that decision to making those Nevada super PACs explain where all their money was coming from.
I think that's private, though. See, there's a difference between public unions take our tax dollars. They should not even be able to form unions. They are taking our tax dollars. It's a lot different between private industry, unions out in the private, that's fine. But public employee unions are taking our tax dollars. It's a whole different thing.
Okay. You're right.
All right.
I believe you're
thanks
right
for
on
the
that.
Time. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
We got to take a break here. Okay. Roberta, thank you so much for your phone calls. We've just had phone call after phone call after phone call already. People they want to talk about this. And I'm so glad, Judy, you came on. Okay. We got to take a break, though. Judy Salter is my guest. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Whether you worked as a doctor, a teacher, or as a business owner, you worked hard to get where you are. You deserve an experienced, independent professional giving you personal investment advice. So call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today.
I'm Tom Wood, certified financial planner with the Advice Center. Our fee-based wealth management strategies are designed with one thing in mind, to help you preserve and grow the assets you worked so hard for. We can put together a custom fee-based investment program designed for your unique needs, all for one discounted annual fee. We'll work with your CPAs or other advisors, or use our team of estate planning pros to help preserve your assets and lower your tax liabilities.
See how our wealth management programs can help you. Call Tom Wood at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. Or join us for our client appreciation event, Financial Bingo, at Sailing Boat Restaurant on November 7th. So call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com.
Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC. Life License 0B85106.
Hi folks, Andy Main here with Shasta.com. Just when you thought prices on everything were never going to stop going up, Shasta.com decided to drop prices $10 a month on all our new customer DSL services. That's not just a drop in the bucket, folks. We're talking about cold, hard cash here, and during these times, that extra cash can come in kind of handy. Heck, it can even be used to take mother out to breakfast, lunch, or dinner on her special day, or your honey out to the movies. At Shasta.com, we're always looking for ways to put money back in your pocket, and with our high-speed DSL service, you'll be surfing the internet faster than ever. And use our local support and popular city name email addresses so you can stay in touch with your family and friends on a regular basis. Call today at 224-6866 and ask about program details and whether it's available in your area. Even if it's not, we'll hook you up with our smoking fast satellite service that's available no matter what your location is. This is Andy Main thanking you for shopping local, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story.
Good well, day. I won't back down. No, I yeah, won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl Winterbot. 8:55 in the morning, our last segment here.
Wow.
But you know what? This election just gave us job security for the next 4 years.
And that's true. As a liberal Democrat, I'm telling you that's true.
I know. But okay, hey, look, tomorrow we're going to have Mercy Medical on. They've got a bunch of awards, but we're going to be talking about medical care. And we're going to be having a lot of several shows on medical care because now since Obama was reelected, there's going to be a huge change. A sea change when it comes to medical care in this country.
You know, can I make one comment on that?
Of course you can.
I had the unfortunate experience of needing to go to the Mayo Clinic for some medical care. And I talked a lot to the Mayo Clinic people about how did they feel about Obamacare. And across the board, they supported it because the original Obamacare was based largely on the model of the Mayo Clinic, which was also used in Massachusetts by Mitt Romney on his care. So it was interesting to me that highly prestigious, great hospital system said, you know, we need to do this because there's so much waste in the medical system.
But we've got, just on the other hand, that's, you know, they're getting paid by a entity there. They're not, they don't have their own clinics. They're being paid as an entity. You start talking to doctors.
And they really liked that.
Well, yeah, of course, because they don't have the overhead. So your entrepreneurs of doctors out here, you're going to start seeing clinics closing. And January, there's getting ready to be a 30% cut to doctors' fees on Medicare unless the government steps in, as they have to do every year.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to see.
Well, they're going to be in that fiscal cliff thing.
Oh. Well, no, this is every year they
no,
have.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But I also raised that to a doctor friend of mine here in town who is absolutely opposed to Obamacare. And when I told him what these doctors made in salary, because I asked him and they were very direct, and he said, because I'm carrying all this other stuff,
right,
I'm not making that money. I think that might be something I should look at.
And so what does that do? It takes a doctor out of the independence and puts them under an HMO, and so your doctor leaves. Unless you join that. Okay, you have something to read.
Yeah, you know.
It's from Dick Morris.
Yeah, I mean, and certainly not anybody I ever quote. But, you know, Fox News contributor Dick Morris says this on the website, that his prediction that GOP presidential nominee Mitt Romney would beat Barack Obama was completely wrong because his election models were not reflective of the new America. He says, go further on down, that unless the GOP can appeal to some key Democratic constituencies, the GOP will not be able to win again. This, he goes on further to say, this is not your father's America. And it's not. I mean, there is a changing face of America. Women are more active. We have a higher percentage of minorities, of all different. And
things have changed.
People under 30. So I think that we have never been successful governing from the fringes or governing on narrow ideology. We are a melting pot country, and we need to start melting a little more together again, not trying to govern on the fringes in either party. I don't listen to MSNBC any more than I listen to Fox News. I think they're both opinion stations. Let's get back to compromise across the aisle, find a way to make this country work.
Let's listen to Carl in the bottom, Free Fire Radio. We have them all.
Yeah.
Right?
Sometimes, except for your canned news people.
Well, that's different. But we're talking about us here,
community radio
that tries to get everybody in here.
Yes, and you all do a good job of that, and I think that's really important. I also wish we had a little more time to talk about city elections and what this is going to look like down at City Hall now, but that's another day.
It's another day. We're going to do that next week when everything's been finally settled down and all that. Hey, Judy, thanks a lot for coming in. You took my $5.
I did
report this to the IRS.
Yep, and I have some of your other friends who owe me the same amount of money. But you know what I'm going to do?
You can take that down and buy an AR because Obama's probably going to go after the weapons next.
No, I'm going to contribute all this money from your friends to the library, which
Great.
Is something we all support.
We need to get that flag pull up.
So you guys pay up.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
My ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A major sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow right now down 313 points. Investors worried about exactly what the election results will mean for the U.S. economy amid a deepening recession in Europe. The Washington landscape stays essentially the same, with the same challenges and deadlines on the horizon. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has more live.
Well, the joy of the president's win last night may be strong for some, like this woman outside the White House.
Years is what we waited for 4 years, another 4 years. It's incredible.
But President Obama and congressional leaders now face 2 years of divided government again and a huge task ahead, avoiding a fall off the fiscal cliff. The imposition of huge across-the-board spending cuts that Congress and the president imposed on themselves in order to reach a budget deal. House Speaker John Boehner says the election was a mandate for both parties to find common ground, Lisa.
Rich, Mitt Romney's running mate Paul Ryan, who won re-election as a congressman last night, just confirming he